from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. U.S. and Russia talk today. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov are meeting today in Lausanne, Switzerland, for the first time since breaking off talks over how to resolve the crisis in Syria. In the meantime, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg is concerned about the situation in Aleppo and Russia's continued bombing of the eastern part of the city where rebels are in control.
Despite terrible toll in human lives and suffering, and despite the strong objections of the international community, we must find a way to overcome the current stalemate in Syria.
Hundreds of thousands of civilians are trapped in Aleppo, which has seemingly become ground zero in Syria's five-year war. A spokesman for the U.S.-led foreign military coalition in Afghanistan says it is worried about the number of casualties and Afghan security forces have suffered in recent battles with the Taliban. More than 100 personnel of the Afghan National Defense and Security Force have died within the past 2 weeks while defending the southern city of Lashkar Gah, and dozens more have been wounded. The Taliban continues to stage repeated attacks on the capital of Helmand Province. Three people have been arrested in the United State of Kansas for allegedly planning an attack on a mosque and a housing complex. Reports said the suspects are members of a right-wing militia. Now, if the three defendants are convicted, they face a maximum sentence of life in prison. The attack is believed to have targeted a Somali immigrant community. The area of Kansas has a meatpacking plant that employs a diverse immigrant population. This is VOA News. Nearly 200 of the world's nations have reached a historic agreement to reduce greenhouse gases used in refrigerators and air conditioners, a major step in the fight against climate change. The agreement was announced today at a climate meeting in Kigali, Rwanda. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry called it a monumental step forward. Factory-made hydrofluorocarbon gases, or HFCs, were introduced decades ago as an alternative to ozone-depleting chemicals, but turned out to be a cause of global warming. Their danger has risen as the sales of refrigerators and air conditioners have soared in emerging countries like China and India. Thailand is shrouded in mourning today, as it's been for several days, with the population wearing black out of respect for King Bhumibol Adulyadet, who passed away Thursday. VOA's Steve Miller reports on the king's cortege arriving at the palace.
Thailand's crown prince and his sister led the procession, where thousands of people lined the streets paying their respects. A blue and white Mercedes van carried the king's casket, accompanied by monks, and taken to the temple located inside the Grand Palace complex. Thailand, a kingdom of 67 million people, plunged into grief when the monarch died Thursday from a variety of age-related illnesses. He was 88 years old and had been in poor health for several years, and the only king many in Thailand ever knew. The country began observing 1 year of mourning on Friday. Steve Miller, VOA News, Washington.
In U.S. politics, two more women have alleged that Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump made unwanted sexual advances toward them. Mr. Trump denied all the allegations at a campaign rally in Greensboro, North Carolina.
They make up lies. They have people come around, Donald Trump did this or that. I never saw these people before. I don't know who they are. And then you watch these phony networks and dishonest networks who are 100%. Let me tell you something about Hillary Clinton. She's got nothing going. The only thing she's got going is the media. She's got nothing going.
Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton had no campaign rallies planned Friday, but President Obama campaigned on her behalf at a rally in Cleveland, Ohio.
And it shouldn't be a complicated choice, because it's a choice between somebody who is as qualified as anybody who has ever run for this office, and somebody who has proven himself unfit to lead or represent this country that we love.
One aggregate of voter polls indicates Clinton leads Trump by 6 points nationally, with the election less than a month away. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.